You're listening to the Gold Squadron Podcast, your home for X-Wing discussion, strategy, and entertainment.
Hey everyone, this is Dio Morales, your host of the Gold Squadron Podcast. I'm out on vacation, and I thought something that would be kind of fun to do was just to ask people what are some of the coolest or strangest or oldest, whatever floats your boat, Star Wars toys, something that's maybe memorable that you received as a kid or as an adult from family or at a office Christmas party or something like that. So just thought it'd be fun. This won't take too long, just a couple minutes, and we'll just kind of go through some of the responses. Some of them are pretty great. I would say for me this year, my favorite thing that I got was a Jango Fett Black Series action figure that I had been looking for a while. I just think he just looks awesome. You know, insert prequel memes here, but it's just super cool a figure, and I got it, so super pumped about that. So let's go through some of our comments. So Jason Safera says he got the Death Star playset. Awesome. Scott Steinbrugge said his best gift was a lightsaber when I was a kid. I mean, who's not pumped about a lightsaber? Especially when you're a kid, you got that imagination going. Oddest gift was a set of 4-star Trek mugs because they couldn't tell the difference between Star Wars and Star Trek. That is true. I find a lot of people like that. It's pretty funny. Michael Juris says multiple sets of 1980s era Burger King glasses. I'm assuming, yeah, like the Burger King collectible cups from the 80s. David Reese said the oddest Star Wars gift he's collected was back when the prequels were released and Taco Bell had Star Wars Pogs. You could collect sets to win prizes. I just collected and kept all the Pogs to play with. Who doesn't? All right. If you didn't play with Pogs, those were these little discs that... You would like stack them up and you would have slammers. I don't even remember the rules of the game, but you would like try to knock down more of the Pogs than your opponent or something like that. It was a lot of fun. I collected Pogs too. I even had a Pog maker and I had a bunch of Star Wars ones that I had made. You would like get like magazines and cut them out and they were like basically sticky discs and you'd put them on there. That was fun.
Hey, Gold Squadron, this is Patrick. Patrick, the oldest Star Wars toy I remember is the Shuttle Tidarium. That was from 1984, and you were able to look at the engines, the feeding tray came down to where you could load up all your units, and you could even open, like, the main cabin and put people into the seats, and there was even a little handle you could grab, and the wings came down. It was, like, the coolest toy we ever had. All right? Thanks, Mike.
Travis Kolsar said, as a kid, it was a toss-up between the Millennium Falcon or Han Solo's blaster. As an adult, he says, well, I've just received a collector's piece with 15 signatures of the original cast on Fox Studio stationery from the first movie. I'm not a signature collector, but it was damn cool. And he replied, he showed me the picture there. That's awesome. He's got... David Prowse, the original Darth Vader actor, or the guy behind the mask, not the voice. You can see Carrie Fisher there. There's Mark Hamill. That's awesome. Kenny Baker. That's a really cool piece. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. Blake Garcia says, my sister got me an R2-D2 nightlight. I'm 30. You know what? If it keeps you safe at night, that's all that matters. So Tony Rubio said it wasn't a Christmas gift, but he got an awesome set of Gold Squadron templates. I had sent them over for him and his daughter. He posted here a picture of his daughter proudly displaying those Gold Squadron templates. That was for her birthday. Happy birthday. Drew Brody said his best was my 11-year-old son painted me a TIE fighter. Second best, he tabled a top 50 player in the finals and won an 18-person kit tournament. Oh, wow, that's awesome. I want to meet your son, Brody, Mr. Brody. And he posted the son's art. That's really good. I could not draw anything like that. It's got like blasters coming out. It looks like it's painted on canvas too. That's pretty sweet, Drew. John Wolin says, my favorite was a 1980s vintage Rancor. I've seen those things. Those things are really big. Let's see. Quade Sherwood said he got his favorite was a Nintendo 64 with Star Wars Podracer. Oh, Star Wars Podracer. I remember those days. Then we had here Brandon Prokos. He said his oddest was Start Wars. Yes, Start Game Machine. A Start Wars game machine. Basically the cheapest type of Game Boy knockoff that you can imagine that had vaguely Star Wars-ish games. A generic spaceship game and a shooter type Ninja Gaiden in space type thing, question mark. Start Wars. I'm gonna highlight that one and come back to it. Gotta do a Google and see what in the world that is. Joel Springle said, way back in the late 70s, I got a Death Star for my action figures, retractable bridge, smashing trash compactor and all. That's awesome. Death Star. Johannes Steber says he 2005 FX Darth Vader lightsaber master replica. I've seen those things. Those things are great. They have a good weight to them. And like the light is really strong. And last but not least, we have Bradley Allen Riley. And he said, I did not have any Star Wars toys as a kid because of money issues. I get that, Bradley. I did get a complete B-Wing model kit from my best friend and a Darth Vader Transformer while stationed in Iraq from my other best friend. I bought the West End RPG expansion pewter miniatures myself. My first year married, my mother-in-law gifted me the super big Millennium Falcon. So while technically my third Star Wars gift, it was the moment I knew I married well. That's awesome. His third Star Wars gift ever was when he was already married. And wow, that's a pretty cool one. Well, this concludes our little just holiday funsies. I'm going to go and continue spending some time with my family. Just wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and just be excited for the upcoming year. We are bringing you, Gold Squadron Podcast is going to be bringing you almost every week in January some type of different stream. We just got some more information about the one weekend that we're going to be doing something. So lots of content coming your way in January. So thank you to every single one of our patrons. And I also want to use this moment to announce, if you remember back a couple weeks ago, I had said, hey, I had this idea for these alternate art advanced sensors with our Kylo Ren art on it. Well, I've looked at the budget and stuff, and I've decided that we're just going to make them anyway, and we're going to make it part of the upcoming set here. So this is just a big thank you to patrons, because I was looking at all the things we're going to be able to do this month, and I said, hey, how can I just say thank you? So that's how we're going to get it done. So if you are interested in being a part of the awesome group of people who support our content, feel free to go to patreon.com/goldsquadron. And even if you're not, please enjoy our content. We produce it free of charge. And so my name is Dion Morales. Stay safe. Gold Squadron out.